On the 27th January, 72 years ago last week, the Nazi death camp Auschwitz was liberated by Soviet troops. The date is now used as a memorial for victims of the Holocaust. Commemorations have been held to remember those victims, with ceremonies taking place around the world, including Auschwitz. Peggy Giacomoulos from SBS Radio News prepared this feature for us. A number of objects are on display on the former camp of Auschwitz as part of a new exhibition called Archaeology. The items were first discovered in 1967 during excavation works in the area of a guest chamber, but were left forgotten for decades in the basement of a Polish government building. Thermometers, bottles of medicine, jewelry, cutlery, watches, brushes, tobacco pipes, and many other small items, small enough to fit into a pocket, are now on display. Imprisoned as a child, survivor Irina Krasominska says time has done little to dim her pain.
These are emotions you feel, suffer forever. You cannot get rid of for the rest of your life. It stays deeply inside you.
Around 40 survivors entered the camp through the main gate for this year's commemoration, laying flowers to remember victims of the Holocaust. More than 6 million people were murdered during World War II by German Nazi forces, more than 1 million in Auschwitz alone. As well as Jews, Poles, Roma, gay people, political dissidents and Soviet prisoners of war, and many others were also killed. Christina Spiegel was a child at the time.
As 10, 11-year-old children, we had to work 12 hours a day. Of course there was high mortality because of hunger, fear, a beating for every single step placed the wrong way.
Marking the anniversary this week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned humanity had to remain vigilant to combat hatred.
After the horrors of the 20th century, there should be no room for intolerance in the 21st. I guarantee you that as Secretary General of the United Nations, I will be in the front line of the battle against anti-Semitism and all other forms of hatred. Let us build a future of dignity and equality for all, and thus honor the victims of the Holocaust, who we will never allow to be forgotten.
92-year-old Ernest Weiner, who was the only member of his family to survive the death camps, now lives in Israel. Various government, community and volunteer groups assist survivors, such as Ernest. Noga Rotman is a volunteer with the Association for Immediate Help for Holocaust Survivors. The group has 8,000 volunteers who help survivors. She's here to celebrate Mr. Weiner's birthday.
We're celebrating the 92nd birthday of Ernst. He's a Holocaust survivor. He is handicapped, he's blind, and he doesn't have any family left in the world, and we're just here to celebrate his birthday.
Some 160,000 elderly survivors remain in Israel, with a similar number worldwide. In Israel, about half receive special government support, but third still live under the poverty line. And thank you, Peggy Giacomoulos from SBS Newsroom, for preparing this feature for us.